USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump isn't saying whether he's going to give a pardon to his former advisor, Roger Stone.
I don't want to say that yet, but I tell you what, people were hurt viciously and badly by these corrupt people.
New reports are surfacing that more resignations are coming in the Justice Department. This after Attorney General William Barr withdrew a sentencing recommendation of 7 to 9 years for Stone. Democrats are charging the Attorney General with helping President Trump with abuse of power.
I have formally requested that the Inspector General of the Justice Department investigate this matter immediately.
The president also targeted the judge who was overseeing Roger Stone's case, which prompted an unusual remark from fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I don't think the president should have tweeted about an ongoing case.
This is USA Radio News.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Winter storms are back in the forecast, with snow and ice stretching from Chicago to upstate New York. Heavy rain is expected from Louisiana to the Ohio Valley. Meteorologist Patrick Burke from NOAA's Weather Prediction Center.
We're already seeing temperatures well below zero, and you combine that with winds that were gusting over 25 or 30 miles an hour, and that puts the wind chill down there at 30 or 40 below.
China has just reported its biggest daily death toll from the coronavirus, 242. That brings the death toll to just over 1,300. The CDC's Dr. Nancy Messonnier says there's better news on the virus here in the U.S. as efforts to prevent its spread are working.
Since starting our travel restrictions and funneling through airports, we have not detected any cases among returning travelers from China. Most of the U.S. cases were found before the travel restrictions were put in place among travelers who returned from Wuhan.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ford is recalling over 240,000 SUVs and cars worldwide because of a suspension part that can fracture and increase the risk of a crash. The recall covers the Ford Flex, Taurus police car, Taurus SHO, and Lincoln MKT from the 2013 through the 2018 model years. Most of the recalled vehicles are in North America. Ford says if the suspension moves a lot on the vehicles, the rear toe links can fracture. Toe links help keep the rear suspension stable and the tires on the pavement. The company says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries caused by the problem in this batch of recalled vehicles. Dealers will replace the toe links on both sides with new ones that are stronger. Owners will be notified beginning on March 2nd. USA Radio's Tim Berg tells us about an unusual partnership.
Ahead of Sunday's Daytona 500, NASCAR announced it's partnering with the Census Bureau. Deb Stepowski from the Census Bureau says the deal with NASCAR just makes sense.
A great opportunity, large, active fan base who can help us not only get the word out about responding, but also reinforce those messages on why the census is important.
Census surveys will start hitting mailboxes about a month from now. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.